Rosie O'Donnell had the audacity to jump on the bandwagon and said that if you own a gun in this country, then you belong in jail. Interesting. One guy saw right through her hypocrisy and put blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat on the back of his van. Well, Rosie, maybe we should have a spoon ban.
Blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat.
Just to be fair to Rosie, she did admit and correct her wrong.
Some of my comments, in retrospect, seem a little outlandish, like the day after Columbine when I said, anyone who has a gun should go to jail. I was afraid that children were being killed every day.
So you would take that back?
Yes.
Good for you, Rosie. Look who else is on the bandwagon. The United Nations. Look what they're trying to do. They're trying to indoctrinate the American people by saying, hey, we need to get rid of the guns to have the peace. So I did my homework. I noticed on the outside of the UN in New York, they have a gun with the nozzle tied in a knot at the end. Then I said to myself, whoa, why do they have security guards with guns? And then I noticed they keep national peace and world peace with tanks, mortars, missiles, bombs, and armies with machine guns. And they want us to pull down our means of defense? I think not. How about the United Nations drops theirs first? Thomas Jefferson was right when he said, no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. In the 1700s, George Mason rightly said, to disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. Did you know that where guns are made mandatory, crime plummets? That means where communities own guns or a means to defend themselves, crime goes away. In 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring all able adults, except convicts that is, to have a gun. They have had only one murder from an outstate criminal with a gun and have had no increase in crime or violence in 12 years. They also interviewed some of the prisoners in a jail a few miles away from Kennesaw. Guess what the prisoner said? Stay away from Kennesaw. They are an armed people. Common sense. Now, for those who are for disarming the American people, I would say this. You need to wake up and smell the coffee. Criminals never apply for permits. They're not asking anybody for permission.
I'm not worrying about the government saying that I can't carry a gun. I'm gonna carry a gun anyway.
Here's some food for thought. Why is your government, while in a state of terror, asking you to give up your arms and your means to defend yourselves? Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with firearms. Now, I want you to hear it straight from former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno. Listen to what she had to say. Waiting periods are only a step. Registration is only a step. Prohibition of firearms is the goal. Folks, there's definitely an agenda to try and disarm the American people. For over 200 years, we have been an armed nation, and now all of a sudden it's wrong and unconstitutional? To ensure security for the people is to make sure that they are secure by defending themselves. You empower them, not disarm them. And that's how it's always been in this country. Nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is what they are trying to indoctrinate the American people with. Annie Hendrick and Sally Skidmore are two women in their 80s who are beaten in their
homes.
At
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want you to go ahead and check this out. This was said over 202 times from the presidential bully puppet by this man.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea. A new world order where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law.
So I say we must clean the house of white America of racism. Americans who are in the white majority should be proud to stand up and be heard denouncing the sort of racist rhetoric we heard on that tape so loudly.
Yeah, you guys get the point as to what Bush said. Now, he said that over and over and over again. And I want you to hear this really, really good, if you wouldn't mind, because when you look at what creating chaos out of order defines out to be, it's striving to create order out of chaos for stability. That's what they say. Okay. And then they say, well, at the same time, using chaos as a driver for continually challenging and growing in the process of doing so. Challenging what? Challenging the law that's established. So what they're talking about when George Bush Sr. is talking about creating a new world order out of chaos, remember, they're the ones creating the chaos. And then they talk about peace and order according to who? God or according to them? According to them. That's why they're talking about constantly bringing diverse nations together. They're trying to create a world without God, folks. And the bottom line is this, with a big question mark, how has that worked out for a people in any generation, in any century? How has it worked out, friends? It never has worked, and it never will work. When you look at Psalm 9:16, because this is what we see happening in America today, we see where it says, the Lord is known by the judgments which he executes, okay? And the wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. That's what he says, okay? And then what he says in verse 17, he said right after that, he said, of course, the wicked shall be turned into hell in all nations that forget God. So listen to that scripture reference right there, 16 and 17 of Psalm chapter 9. It says exactly the opposite of what man is trying to teach the constituents, who should know better, especially in this country on so many different levels. Now, I want to talk about creating chaos out of order, and obviously that goes with bastardizing the Constitution of the United States of America. I could have titled it, Our Forefathers Face Off with Modern Day Politicians. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see this for yourself, and I want you to hear this with your ears for yourself. what James Madison, the father of the Constitution, rightly stated when he said, do not separate text, precedent, okay, from historical background, because if you do that, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which only can end in a distorted, bastardized version or form of illegitimate government. And that's exactly what they've been trying to create. And that's why that this chaos is continuously taking place, friends. It was also, by the way, the father of the Constitution, James Madison, that said, no nation can endure continual warfare. Well, where is this warfare coming from? More so than from corruption in government, in the halls of government, working hand in glove with the mainstream media, pushing forth a UN agenda. I mean, it's let loose on the people. And I think more importantly, even than highlighting what I have thus far, I want you to think about this, and I want to put a question mark to this, and I want to say it slow, and I want to take my time. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And if you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want you to contemplate what I'm going to ask you right now. Out of all of this chaos that is being created, and I'm going to put in there by man, what direction does the mainstream media and corrupt politicians today, what direction do they point the finger to in bringing about resolve? Let me say it again. Out of all of this chaos that's being created by corruption, by man, what direction does the mainstream media and corrupt politicians in America today, what direction do they point the finger to in bringing about a resolve? Therein lies the responsible party for those that are creating the disorder, those that are creating the chaos. I was just thinking of something Noah Webster said, and I'm going to pull it up really quick. And I want you to hear this because this is perfect because it pulls you back to the old past. And again, nobody could have said it better than Noah Webster. And you probably have heard this before, but you need to hear it again. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, where do they proceed from, friends? They proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. When you see all this that's going on in this country, which, by the way, over and over and over again, we find the culprits with metaphorically the gun, the smoking gun in hand. We see who's guilty of the crimes that are being committed. I mean, look at this treasonous influx of the allurements of illegals coming into this country today. Who's ordained that? Who's responsible for that more than corrupt politicians in the mainstream media? Nobody is. You know who the guilty party is. You know they're committing the act of treason and thus proving my point. But what I'm asking you, going back to what I asked you twice now, and I want to ask you for a third time, out of all of this chaos that's being created by corruption, what direction does the mainstream media and the corrupt in America today, what direction do they point the finger to in bringing about the resolve? If you want to know who's responsible for the crime or lawful order, here, I can give it to you right now. There's man's wars and there's the Lord's wars. Where does the resolve come about, friends? What direction is their finger continuously pointing at? It's constantly pointing at smaller government, A, or bigger government, B. Because if it goes to bigger government, you can see who's responsible for creating the chaos. You can see who's responsible for bastardizing the Constitution of the United States of America. If they really wanted law and order, folks, I put this up to you so many times that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 commandments. And I continuously give you in parallel the example given to you by Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon. He said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Therefore, if you're tired of that, then get back to God's 10 commandments and deal with those that are perverting and creating policy and undermining the Constitution, which is predicated upon what? The Decalogue, the Torah. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So what I want to do is I kind of want to go over some of the topics again so you can understand foundationally and fundamentally as to what's going on here. This is not the rule of law. I've said this so many different ways, and again, it needs to be said, folks. If the government would do their job in upholding the law and condemning the crime, we would not be in the predicament that we're in today. But it first, again, starts with the church. And that's why judgment has begun in the house of God and has begun. But again, if they would do their job, they wouldn't have to create all these policies. But see, what they're doing is they're noticing the people are not holding them accountable. So therefore, they're doing whatever they want to do. So in that, what else is also coming out of this is an accumulation of all powers. Are you guys all seeing this? This oneness that's taking place. And I'm not just talking about at the UN. I'm talking about in the United States of America, first and foremost, because you're the ones that are responsible, Americans, for the inception of the United Nations. You're the ones that are being burdened with paying the bill to support the United Nations to create a one world government. That came out of World War II because it failed in World War I or during World War I under the League of Nations. But I want you to listen to this. This is, again, another bastardized version of government. James Madison said this: the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one a few, or many, and whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. Is that what you're seeing today? You know, on top of that, friends, if you pay attention to the fact as to what's coming out of the halls of government, they're the ones promoting the very transgressions that they are the ones called to enforce the law and condemning by bringing judgment upon them. Just think about that. They are the ones that are actually advancing their corrupt agendas on every given turn. One of those just happens to be the sodomite agenda, which God clearly condemns. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were bringing up the point that, did you know that sodomy is illegal in the United States? I said, yep, I've been saying it for a long time. But if the people don't want to be the law and condemn and hold their said representatives accountable to uphold that law in condemning the act, they're going to go ahead and do whatever they want to do. So what are they doing? Just exactly that. They're doing whatever you're letting them get away with. And so again, here we have it. I want to go over, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I do want you to pay attention to the fact that I did highlight concerning this kid right here, right? And what we found out just the other day, this new school shooting. And it's interesting how they come about. It's always spaced out and they're always just in time. And it seems like everything's up on the shelf, ready to be brought forth to the floor to debate away our Second Amendment rights. Well, this is one of those cases too, but what I highlighted was the fact that this Colt Gray kid was being tracked, and what they found is the GPS data reveals that an FBI special agent previously linked to multiple other shooters, think about that, was if it was within 1,000 feet of Georgia school shooter Colt Gray on 11 separate occasions over a 14-month span. And notice the kind of families that they have to pull these kids out of, okay? Aside of all that, what people didn't make is the correlation of this kid, this Colt Gray, who is also a sodomite. And by the way, I want to make clear that you all understand something. This whole sodomite agenda, a lot of these kids, they're not gay. They're not sodomites. They're just accepted. And that's why they're a part of that little club, friends. Nothing more, nothing less. And I see that firsthand continuously. They think, you know, they got their hair all different colors. They're just confused, right? And I'm thinking of Daniel 9:7. But with that, and also keep in mind, confusion is not of God. It's of man when he departs from God wickedly, as King David rightly said. But those kids, a lot of times, they're just trying to fit in. They're trying to find their place. And more than not, those that are trying to find their place, they're confused. Then they end up committing the crime. Well, what they didn't tell you, just like this kid in Tennessee, remember the girl that wanted to be a boy and she went into that Christian school, we're told, and just out of nowhere, she shoots up the school and kills all those elementary kids? Well, here we are again. And remember the government didn't want to release any of that information? Remember that? Yeah. You should ask the question why your employers are not releasing the information to their employees. That's pretty concerning right there within itself, friends. But look at this. And again, it just proves the point of the shows that I've done on this over and over and over again. Georgia school shooter was LGBT. Okay? That shooter was LGBT. Okay? And I guess he was bullied. Hey, guys, can I just ask everybody a question here? Because they're always looking for a special pass, you know, because they were born that way. You know, that's what they say, right? No, they're feeding that monster. Rest assured they are. But has anybody that's watching me right now, anybody that's listening to me right now, any of you guys ever been bullied in school? Yeah, I'm sure you probably all have. But isn't it interesting how that bully, what he did at the end of the day, when he pushed you too far and you just had it with him, and what you ended up doing is beating him up. And when you beat him up, later on in life, he became one of your best friends in life. Isn't that interesting? All the character that bully was used for in creating character within each and every one of us. I mean, now look at this, folks. It's that group alone, the sodomites alone, that have to have their own special place, their own closet space. They have to have permission from the government and special provisions that if you even look at them the wrong way, they can get you in trouble and they'll report you to the state. Folks, that is a totalitarian system of government at work right there. And it's exactly what they've been working on for a long time in this country. So I wanted to highlight that so you guys could all understand what's going on. Okay. Also wanted to show you this. I highlighted this last week, but I want to bring it up again. Armed Venezuelan prison gang in Denver highlights maps of U.S. sanctuary zones to avoid amid migrant crisis, right? You all know what's happening. You guys all seen what happened just a week and a half ago in Aurora, Colorado, where they found all those military-aged men all armed to the hilt taking over an apartment complex. No joke. No joke. In America. Those migrants were lured into those cities by your said representatives, also you well know, okay? But isn't it interesting how they came in and I told you they'd mysteriously be armed? Well, they are. Absolutely. And isn't it interesting how simultaneously, and I'm going to get to this in a moment, your said representatives simultaneously having these illegal military-age men come into America armed to the hilt, they're the same ones that allured them in that are trying to disarm you and me in the face of those illegals. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. Go to 63 as well, and you'll understand perfectly from the beginning and the end of that scripture alone as to why America's in trouble. I want to show you another video here, and what it is this is brand new, can't make it up. It's happening as we're speaking, friends. Chaos that's being created by man to work together for what? More government control, not smaller government, but bigger government, to man's 10,000 commandments rather than going back to God's 10 commandments, which is found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, and Romans 13. What is it, Bradley? Well, guess what, friends? They just dropped off 20,000 Haitians in a town of 60,000. No joke. I suspect you're all going to want to see this. I've not watched the duration of it. I don't want to watch the whole thing, but I want to give you a little salt on your tongue to understand what's going on while you're being distracted from the two clowns that are being delivered up as your options in the face of the 1,215 presidential contenders, which a majority of them, I'm sure, are legitimate while they're being censored and ignored. Okay? It's called smoke and mirrors. It's called sleight of hand, folks. What's going on in Ohio, Bradley?
Got off the phone with the insurance company and was told that my insurance went up because of the cost of doing business in my area. I have two nice vehicles that I'm, you know, took a loan out on. And both
Springfield, Ohio.
Have good driving records. No accidents and over... I mean, she's never had an accident. I had an accident when I was a teenager, so it's probably been over 15, 16 years ago I had an accident. And my insurance has gone up over $100 a month within 6 months. I pay over $420 a month for insurance for full coverage on two cars. They are. They're nice-looking cars. So I live in Springfield, Ohio.
Springfield, Ohio.
The influx of Haitians are. And we have had an enormous amount of car accidents because they don't know how to drive. So now, because
when these illegals are drawn into America, also keep in mind they don't have to have proof of identity to get a license. Did you know this? This coming from your said governors throughout the United States of America. And don't get me wrong when I'm saying this. I know that you think that there's good governors in the state, and I wish you would challenge me on that. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I'm thinking of those people up in South Dakota and down in Florida. I know you guys all think that they're good governors, but I'm telling you what, folks, not good at all. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because, and I'm going to have to come back to this in just a moment, well, they play America's freedom fighters. The fact of the matter is they're taking them and they're dispersing them throughout the United States of America until it's then their turn when they're out of office. Quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Yesterday, just wanted to let you know, folks, we had some guy who had called in the week previously, and I let him vent on the phone, and he called back yesterday, and I don't have access to the phones. That goes to Texas, okay? And then we have an answering, our friends over at BBS answer the phone, and then they relay the phone call up to Minnesota. That's how that works. Well, this guy goes off and goes on and on and on about I'm this and I'm that. And it's like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, it's just like I've said before, I'm condemned if I do and I'm condemned if I don't. It's like, where did we err on that one? And I'm not a people pleaser, but I'll tell you what, I get really frustrated with people that I do take up on the show and give them the opportunity to vent. And apparently when I do that, they're taking advantage of it and they want to go ahead and vent more. I mean, even after allowing them to go on 3 minutes on national radio, I mean, that's 160 affiliates. No, we're going to take responsibility with what we have. We're going to make it your show. But the fact of the matter is, don't abuse that privilege, okay? Because that applies to us as well, because we only have 1 hour.
And so I'm saying that because if you want to call in, please stick to the topic and please understand that we're trying to give everybody an opportunity. And in doing so, I'm going to give you the number right now. It's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to go back to this guy that's in Ohio right now, and we're not going to exasperate this, but I do want you to see that they dropped off 20,000 Haitians in the town of 60,000 people in Springfield, Ohio. And so now what's happening is, again, the people are suffering the abuse. And what I'm talking about when I'm suffering the abuse is, again, the government lures them in. They drop off 60,000 Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. And then what they do is, because there's so many car accidents, because those illegals that are being drawn in don't have to have proof of identification, they just go get an I'm not making this up. I'm really not. Hey, the Lord said this in Psalm 50. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. That's what's beginning to happen here. Oh, and it's going to spin out of control. And yes, things are going to get worse until this country repents. If the Lord is offering that in his mercy and compassion right now, which I believe he is, because if he didn't and he wasn't, I believe that he would have destroyed this country long ago. But nobody can sit back and say they didn't know about what they've tolerated in this country. And the fact of the matter is, the Lord is giving us an opportunity to set the record straight. Acts 20, verse 21. Now's the time. You're not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. And furthermore, life is but a vapor. And I think of Ephesians chapter 5 as well, as where it says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. Yes. My goodness, folks, we got a country to save here. And if we're personally saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, I can tell you right now, on a personal level, that's going to spread to a national level. And if it doesn't spread to our communities and our cities and our states, it's because we ourselves are not saved. And the fact of the matter is, like Catherine Booth rightly said, she said, if your salvation, if you call it salvation, doesn't lead to service, she was right when she said it, there's no salvation whatsoever. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So what's happening, friends, in Springfield, Ohio, they dropped off another 20,000 Haitians in a town of 60. They're starting to kick up. The insurance companies working with the corrupt in this fascist state are now telling them that they have to pay more money for insurance because of the areas that they live in that are infiltrated with the illegals that don't know how to drive. Okay? Yeah, that's what the American people are allowing when it comes to illegals. Furthermore, we all know what's going on. Sheriff Mark Lamb, Arizona, had a conversation with him once on the phone, and it was off air, and I hope I'm at liberty to tell you this because I'm gonna. And what was interesting is he had told me, he goes, Bradley, they're really after us, aren't they? And I said, yes, they are. And he told me what was going on the southern border concerning Arizona, and how they're coming through, and then to find that they got phone apps, as I've shared with you a couple weeks ago. And we get no justice from our said representatives, because people don't realize, and they think it's the unthinkable, that they're the ones that are responsible to act as the fox in the chicken coop to appease the American people, as if to suggest to the American people that we're the best that you have, and yes, we're bringing forth justice, but we never see it. We don't see crime being deterred. We don't see them teaching the fear of God. Why? Because they themselves don't walk in the fear of God. Proverbs 16:6. Read it when you get a moment. But Sheriff Mack told me, or I'm sorry, not Sheriff Mack, him too, now that I'm speaking about it. But Sheriff Mark Lamb told me, he goes, Bradley, look what they're doing. They're giving them phone apps, and we're picking them up left and right. They're incentivizing them, giving them money on taxpayer dime. Look at they're doing. They're giving them phones. They're giving them plane tickets to go wherever they want to go. I think I shared yesterday, and if I didn't, you're going to get it today, that three out of the four crimes that are being committed in New York right now are being perpetuated by illegals. Did you know that? Oh, and rest assured, Amos 6:3 comes into place. Prevention is better than cure. If you don't want to listen to that, you can go ahead and rest assured. It's a matter of time before it comes to your front door. My wife just yesterday talked to a woman that doesn't live too far from where we're at right now in a small rural town. And she was telling us that these illegals are coming in number. And she said there's crime that is skyrocketing. Outside of that, I've also talked to the local sheriff, who had told me to my face that he believes that these illegals are being coached as to how to commit the crimes. He said when we enforce the law against them, he said they laugh at the law. Yeah, because there's no enforcement. That's why. And just think about it, America, 250 years ago, you were known for what you wouldn't tolerate. That's why you're called the light of the world. Put that up against Psalm or Isaiah 51, verse 4. Here, matter of fact, let me just go over there so I can read it off for you. Because it is a matter of time before it comes to your front door. And I want to tell you something, folks. You're being overridden. That's what's happening here. It's going to get to the point where you're not going to be able to respond. But here's the good news. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. And I ask you the question, what are you doing with the freedom that is blood bought to give you the freedoms that you have? Going to Isaiah 51, verse 4, it says, listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. My law will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. Instruction will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. We got Georgia calling from, Barbara calling from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hello, Bradley. I've listened to you for a long time. I just have a question.
Sure.
Until the people stand up and hold their own governors and mayors accountable for the crimes, because they're accomplices.
Yep.
Because I'm sure they're receiving federal funding from the government, which is taxpayer dollars, this is still going to continue to go on.
That's right.
But we have to start with our states.
That's right. I'm hearing you. I mean, I'm already running in thought right now, Barbara. I mean, the fact of the matter is this began in 1913 when they created the IRS, and the government at that point began to hold a gun to the American people as individuals and to the states. So there goes the 10th Amendment, because now if the government, the state governments want money, then they're going to have to submit to the federal government, and the American people have that backwards, because the federal government did not create the states. The states created the federal government, and now we have the tail wagging the dog. So we have to go back to the foundation of what took place on 1913, in 1913, and say, you know what? You no longer have the purse strings that go to the states and to the people. And so what we did is we lost control right then and there. And now look what they've done. Look at all the agencies that have been created. Look at how they're reallocating our tax dollars at will. And they're using these agencies against the American people. I'm in total agreement with you. But the fact of the matter is we got to start here first. And if we hold our said representatives accountable, and again, it's always going to go back to this, there's no other conversation to have to bring about the resolve that we need here. If we want to bring about resolve, we are going to, first of all, have to reform ourselves before the Lord. Secondly, before we can reform government, it has to start in the Church of God. And once we do that, then we hold them accountable for their crimes committed against we the people through impeachment and prosecution. And we have the 10th Amendment, and we have provision in the Constitution that says no more, but the states within themselves have to stand up and say enough of what's going on with the federal government, because they were not created to act in such a fashion in any sense of the word.
Exactly. But yep. Also the Federal Reserve Act was put into play by Woodrow Wilson.
Yep, that's what I was talking about.
Yep. Never took place either.
That's right. That's what I was talking about, Georgia, or Barbara, sorry. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. No, that's exactly what I was talking about.
I just wanted to ask you if that's where you start with, because if you don't get the governors in line because they swore to defend and uphold the Constitution, they're allowing them into these states.
Yep. Well, they're alluring them, and I'm in the state of Minnesota right now, and we have this communist that everybody now knows is a communist, as if to suggest that it took 5 years for them to figure that out, but apparently it did. But for all the crimes that he's been committing against the people in the state, even through the whole pandemic, it was all unconstitutional, and we had federal judges telling us it was a violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and we all knew that, and state governments were standing up and saying what they're doing is illegal, but the people kept submitting to the tyrants rather than the God that gave them the right to act as the law in this country. And go ahead.
But if you expect these watered-down churches, I grew up in a church where they taught the fear of the Lord, okay?
Yep. Yep.
I was in church. My father had me there every Sunday, every Wednesday for choir practice. And now you walk in one, and what God condemns is in the church.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. And that's what's been infiltrated here. And what it comes down to is a lack of Christianity. By the way, now that you're talking about that, Georgia, I'm sorry, Barbara in Georgia, he's got two different ways of saying your name. So I look at it like Georgia, but it's not Georgia. It's Barbara in Georgia. If you guys have not read the book, Children of the Apostate, I'm not trying to make a moment out of this in the sense of making gain, because that's not what this ministry makes.
I bought all three of your books.
Did you read this one, Barbara?
I am.
Read this one, and when you're done reading with it, I want to hear from you again, okay, so everybody can hear it. Children of the Apostate. We got a break.
Children of the Apostate. I'm out.
Welcome back. Right, I'm sorry,
at
we'll
the
be
Sons
right
of
back.
Liberty,
sorry, guys.
We are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I forgot to say, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Do your homework. If you want to prove me wrong, 281-845-4704. If you want to prove me right, 281-845-4704. We can also contend if you'd like Jude 3 and 4. This book, Children of the Apostate, I just want to piggyback what Georgia just got done talking about. I'm sorry, Barbara in Georgia was just talking about. I totally appreciate that phone call, and I'm sorry I had to cut you off, but we had a hard break. But I wanted to let you know Children of the Apostate is out. This one is flying off the shelves right now, and the guys put a bundle together on sonsoflibertymedia.com where you can actually get all three of them. Again, just so you know, folks, all three of them, all the prophets were pointing and Soldier of the Cross are now available at a bundle price. Just so you know, again, and don't forget about this guy. This has been out there. This is by Danny Bulinati, artist from DC Comics and or Marvel, and it's second to none. Took me about a year and a half, 2 years to put together. Folks, I am being spent for the cause, and I appreciate your trust. So if you want to understand more as to what's going on, read the books, because there's no question as to who we are and where we came from. And until we go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, this is going to continue on. The Lord clearly told us in the book of Proverbs not to give way to the change. That was the word, to change, right? And so in saying that, that's why I'm continuously highlighting the issues that need to be dealt with, okay? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, folks, we are going to, we're going to start booking it up again. We're going to be in Indiana, Portage, Indiana, and that is, I don't know. I, folks, if you can see my screen right now, I got so many things I need to say, and I'm already in my last segment. I see it every day. Bradley, this is the fastest hour on radio. It's like, I know. I really know that. And it's like, my goodness, we just fly on this show. Maybe I should do 3 hours a day, right? Here we go. So I'm going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to the schedule, and I'm just going to show you right now. We just got done doing the fair last week. We're going to be in Portage, Indiana, October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m., Oakwood Grand Hall. We've gotten about 3 phone calls thus far from Oregon. We got another one from Minnesota, and there was another one from Washington, inquiring about us coming to their place to shake, rattle, and roll their community. As William Booth rightly said, friends, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Somebody just complained about too many commercials. Too bad. If you don't like it, bye. See you later. The commercials are set in place for live radio in 160 cities. I want to make the most out of the gift that I have here. Not being rude, but in fact, you're the one being rude. I'm sorry, little spoiled Americans don't like too many commercials. It's just, it's really hard on you, I'm sure, to say the least. But if that's the case, you don't have to stay. We're not looking for followers. We're pointing to the one that we should be following, and his name is Jesus Christ. So let's go back to this. Again, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747, 233-0747. I was going to go over to this, and maybe what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and play this because we're already at the last segment here, okay? Again, if you want to call in, make it your show, please do. Now's the time to do it. I'm going to play video here from Dr. Susanna Hupp. Susanna Hupp, you may have heard that name before. When I play this video, you'll understand as to why you're familiar with that name, Susanna Hupp. 281-845 4704, 281-845-4704. Let's go ahead and play this. So what I was just talking about during the show spontaneously is how at the same time the illegals are being lured in, they're trying to disarm you. I'm going to stay that front because it's important that you understand as to why they're trying to disarm you, okay? I also want to show you a video from this police officer, and I want you to listen to what he has to say. This is some time ago. I believe it was in North Carolina or South Carolina. But with that, let's go ahead and listen to what this law-abiding constitutional sheriff has to say about what's going on in America, where it's now applicable even in the present.
Our God-given rights. And it says when government becomes destructive to these ends, meaning when they go above and beyond trying to secure our liberties and trying to take them, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish that government, either by voting or ultimately, God forbid, to use our Second Amendment rights to protect ourselves from tyranny. And I'm just asking all of y'all to unanimously join our sister counties of Wilkes, Surrey, Stokes, Lincoln, and Cherokee and get on board with this thing and publicly demonstrate to us that you're willing to uphold and honor the same oath I took when I put my hand on God's word and held my other hand up to him and swore that I'd give my life to defend that Constitution. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but regardless of what y'all do or don't do, I'm not going to enforce an unconstitutional law. I'm going to protect.
I'm not going to enforce an unconstitutional law. That's right. I'm not going to enforce an unconstitutional law. Do you know that the sheriffs right now, and I wish I had Sheriff Mack on the show with us right now, but he would let us all know the truth of the matter concerning the problem we're having in this country. The problem that we're having in this country right now is the sheriffs are not upholding the Constitution. This guy right here that you just watched, he's upholding the Constitution. He said he would not enforce an unconstitutional act. I just talked to law enforcement yesterday. As a matter of fact, he said, somebody asked him the question, what if you're told to go ahead door to door and disarm? He said, I'm not doing that. He said, I'd turn around, look at the chief of police or the sheriff and say, if you want to do that, you can go ahead and do it yourself. I'll tell you what, right then and there, when you bring it back up the flagpole and you tell the politicians, if you want to disarm the American people, you go ahead and do it yourself, it ain't ever going to happen. Did you hear what I said? It ain't ever going to happen. Speaking of Sheriff Mack, you also all understand during that Clinton administration, did you know that when he stood up, did you know that only three other sheriffs in the United States of America stood up with Sheriff Mack concerning those unconstitutional acts when they were zeroing in on the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Did you all know that? So those are the numbers of courageous or the courageous that you have in this country. That's the number of the courageous that you have in this country. And I'm telling you firsthand, folks, it's exactly spot on. And it's a good thing that God does not use a majority to prevail, but rather an irate minority. Oh, and it's a good thing the Lord chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. It's a good thing that we all understand, those that are willing to go ahead and take a stand, that one man with God is always in the majority, as John Knox rightly stated. You know, I think about Hudson Taylor, too, who said, you know, those of God's great men, they were all weak men that depended upon God and knew that God was with them. And he also knew that every act and every work of God first looked impossible, and then it was difficult, and then it was done. And I'll tell you, folks, again, it is hard to find men that understand what I just said. They are as rare as hen's teeth. They truly are. Now, in the face of what I just showed you concerning this constitutional sheriff, where he said, I will not enact or enforce an unconstitutional act, how many politicians, just to prove the point of how many courageous there are out in this country even now, how many of the people in this country see corruption on the horizon in their own backyard, in their own states, concerning the Second Amendment? And then let me ask you the next question. Why are they still there? I just highlighted the fact that we had four sheriffs, Sheriff Mack with three other sheriffs, that stood up against the corrupt and federal government when they were trying to undermine the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Well, guess what? They didn't put up with it. They stood up against it. As a matter of fact, Sheriff Mack is still doing so today. I know him on a personal level. And in doing so, I've done events with him. I've seen him take a stand. I've seen him speak in South Dakota, where I did an event with him, where there was like one or two sheriffs that actually showed up out of the whole state, because the other sheriffs, they didn't want to be called names by the mainstream media. They would rather have their people be destroyed by tyrants throughout federal and state governments. No joke. So we are in trouble. No doubt about it. But going back to you now, you all say, well, because I don't know of a state that's not doing it. For the most part, like Montana, that might be an exception to the rule. But overall, friends, when you look at what's going on, Arizona might be an exception to that rule. We're told Texas, but that governor's about as corrupt as they get. But going on, friends, just think about all the corruption that we see in our own backyards. How many of them are actually taking a stand against it for themselves? Therein lies your odds, right there, as to how you respond. I wanted to show you this video as well. I may as well do it since I'm here. I want to bring you to Dr. Susanna Hupp, and I want you to listen carefully. Oh, my goodness. I mean, there it is. I got 1 minute left. Folks, let me say this. Now is the time to book the ministry. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And I just want to say this, too. If you want to come over on the radio broadcast and act like a bunch of babies and nitpick as to what's going on, that's fine. Leave. We're good without you.